Views.
I'm gonna wake everybody in this house up.
Wake them up.
Oh yeah. My soul. I'm gonna wake everybody wake up in this house.
Yeah. Wake them up.
Nigga. Yeah. What's your talk?
Bitch with this rapping, I swear ain't no capping. The acting little nigga is real. I shot God with extension, bitch. I'm out the trenches. Get this shit popping for real. Gotta watch if you popping the seal. Ain't no fun in the copy, no deals. On the dice with Lil Ricky and big homie Scotty. This nigga popping again. I'm mixing YOLO on top of the soda. I got that shit looking like chemistry. Bitch, I'm from 600 block where that drama and bullshit ain't never been shit with me. I get this shit out the mud. I put it on blood. Lil nigga, I'm really street. I do this shit for my niggas who trap in the trenches to make sure I'm chilling. I'm getting money and sipping on purple. I think I'm addicted to dirty Sprite. I catch it out and I'm popping this top, so I hope I don't make this an early night. All of my niggas is really some demons on God. I swear I cannot make it up. If it's up, then it's up. Got a stick in the cut. Bitch, wake them up! I'm on the mission, ain't no competition. My P.O. be tripping and talking shit. Tell her I'm chilling, but I'm really drilling on top of that bitch. I just bought I'm so official, got so many strikes.
You
got
right?
You just call me your referee.
Big skill.
Bitch, with your motherfucking name, you ain't part of my gang. You won't spend no
cost. Who is that?
Brand new artist.
From here?
From here?
Like a dream either?
Who was the first nigga? Yeah, who was the first dude?
Lizzy on top.
Liz. Hey, that glizzy R.
Lizzy on top.
Hey, that glizzy R, baby.
Ooh.
Big glizzy vibe. exactly. What are we doing, man? God help us.
What dream?
Oh boy, D-list record.
He
used to use that.
This was the
this had to be the worst song on the project.
You want me to put on another Boosie for you?
No.
You don't know Boosie badass, man. Damn.
Dream, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
To not fuck with Boosie and fuck with them two songs is
what?
Wild.
That's what I say. Y'all, I don't ever want to hear.
Who was the first one? Mm-mm.
Glizzy on Go.
Big Glizzy.
Oh, okay.
Glizzy on Go.
This was on that piff.
That's why I man. That's what wifey man. You can't never. I don't want to hear nothing about fucking Neo when that's what the dream sounds like.
That's one bad song.
I think he wasn't the best song.
That was a bad song.
That's terrible song.
That was
like not my go-to.
I mean, it's not a go-to. But it was a good song.
Like, it's definitely not an
not
intro song.
Not even a thinking about.
That is crazy.
It's not even a think about.
That is crazy.
It was so many other, you had so many other choices on that project.
No, yeah, no. Not a bunch. It wasn't a bunch.
It was his first project.
Yeah.
He had some shit on there.
Mm-hmm.
Purple Kisses on there.
I Love Your Girl on there.
I Love Your Girls.
Yeah. What album are we talking about?
The first
his first project.
That's
Falsetto.
That was on the first album.
Falsetto's on there.
I don't think I've ever listened to a Dream album. Except the
We listened to one.
The triple disc. The triple
that was
disc
decent.
Was something crazy.
That was decent.
The triple disc was crazy. That's the one I fucked with.
How much of that do you listen to?
Yeah. I think he got a song called Commander and then Rising.
But a lot of music from that time didn't age well.
It was a time though.
It was a time. But it's not something that you'd be like, you know, let me go. Run that back real quick.
Like, what's it called, man? I remember when Birthday Sex dropped. Oh my god!
I was there with
now,
yeah.
That was before I hated him. I did like that song. That's the only Jeremiah song I ever liked.
Did he have anything else after that? Except when he got into his poppy shit. But
I could fuck you all the time.
I don't remember that one.
I can fuck
that
you
one.
All the time.
Oh yeah. That was Jeremiah.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, that's crazy,
that was cool.
Man.
Yeah.
I don't remember. Who else was there in that time? That was T-Pain era, though. That was T-Pain era. Ain't no,
it was T-Pain. It was Ryan Leslie was that time.
Oh, yeah. I like Ryan Leslie.
Ryan? That was Ryan? I thought Ryan was like...
Ryan was that time.
What do you have? One song?
2000s. I thought Ryan was like 2006, 7-ish.
Ain't he the Out the Window nigga? The Window nigga?
He had the joints with Cassie and shit.
Addicted.
Diamond Girl.
Diamond Girl, Gibberish.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Gibberish was trash.
No, it was not. That was so good. Like, he literally showed you how to make like a demo record, because that's really what they do. They go in and they lay down like just sounds and stuff first, and then they go back and put the words to make
you
them
know up. I was, man, shout out to the TikTokishes, right? You know, I didn't know that Music Soul Child, you know, on Just Friends, the beginning, that's a sample. He just, he beatboxed it so they won't hit him with the sample.
Really?
Yeah.
What sample was it? The boom,
boom, boom, boom. It's an actual song. It's an old school song. But he beatboxed it so they won't hit him with the sample. Which is actually kind of dope. Get that man his credit, man.
I wonder what song he was beatboxing. Did he say?
Yeah, it sounds just like it. It sounds just like it.
What's the song?
Come on, man. You asked too many questions.
You watched the TikTok?
Yeah, I don't know. It was, I don't know the song. It was Dude was playing it. Dude was playing it on a guitar. He was playing it on a guitar. But, man, yeah, it was dope, man. But that era, that was TikTok.
But music was really solid when he first came. Like, the first three albums, I think, was pretty good. And then he started being weird.
That one album was so beautiful and it's kind of trash. I'm not going to lie to you.
You think so?
I know so. I listened to it twice. Just so I will be sure. He got So Beautiful. He got Love You For Life on there. Deserve You More. And
oh no, I fuck with it. I believe I fuck with that album, but I'm not looking at it right now.
But the other tracks are kind of too hip-hop-ish. It was trash.
Unfortunately. Well, at least the first two. For
sure. Well, you got Just Listen. The second one was Half Crazy on it, right?
Yeah, that's
I just want to sing Just Listen. Womanopoly?
Womanopoly. That was... No, the one with, hold on, we ain't gonna do that.
I want to say Womanopoly is the third one.
But I know I listened to the one with So Beautiful on it twice, and I was like, this is kind of
trash. I just want to sing Just Listen.
Just Listen.
Womanopoly.
Womanopoly is not the third one.
Womanopoly is a song.
Yeah, Womanopoly, it's a full album. Well, whatever album that's on. But I thought that was the name of the album.
Okay, I just want to sing and Just Listen for sure.
Was what?
Soul Star is the third album. That's got Womanopoly on it. Okay. And I don't know about that one. Okay, Loving Music was the one that I wasn't fond of. But they got Buddy, Teach Me, Today.
My Radio was not bad.
Oh, that's my shit.
Lullaby and Greatest Love.
Okay, maybe not.
Okay, so it wasn't Love You More. It was on my radio is kind of into Music in the Magic is the best through and through for me outside of his first joint. Well, at first, second, you get it. His first and second album, then Music in the Magic, and then Life on Earth. It was great. Victims and Villains, the one that he just came out with, was just okay to me.
I only like
On My Radio. I don't think I care for.
But he got it's a solid. If you can put him up, you can put him up against anybody R&B outside of probably R. Kelly, and he can put up a fight.
Cool music?
Yeah. Who outside of R. Kelly, who would beat him?
Usher.
Who? Y'all can't, you're giving Usher too much credit, man.
Usher?
You're giving Usher too much credit.
How so?
I think Usher got joints, but I don't know if he ain't reading no music. Soul Child. It depends on what you're looking for. And pop records.
You talking about the first three records?
If you're talking about pop records, maybe. But if you're talking about records that resonate with our community, it's music.
You talking about the first three albums? This is the conversation we're having? The first three albums?
I'm saying period. It's catalog.
Well, he's definitely not on Usher's level.
He may not have the pop records Usher got, but he got them records, man.
Oh no!
Because Usher can't beat nobody that strict. Just if you say strictly R&B, Usher ain't beat nobody.
What?
Usher got my pop joint.
You don't like 8701, so I can't really have this conversation.
Can you help me? I like
you don't like 8701. I can't really have this conversation.
You remind me of my girl. I like that song.
8701 is solid. His first project is solid. Confessions is solid.
8701.
And we skipping My
his
Way.
His first two.
You skipping My Way.
My Way. Oh, yeah, My Way.
His first two.
Hey, what are we talking about?
His first two are the only two that's like, I would say R&B albums.
My Way.
Nobody knows the first
8701.
I do.
You used to listen to it?
Absolutely.
That's all I'm thinking about you.
They didn't know the first album existed until I said something.
No, I mean, I know the record with P. Diddy on it. That's
no
the,
way.
Yeah. That's it.
That's it.
But.
No, you got Bedtime on there. Bedtime
no, that's my way.
Bedtime is my way.
Oh, My Way through and through. That's his best album. Ain't nothing. That's all you needed.
Genuine? Music don't want no. He don't really want no smoke with Genuine either. The first four Genuine albums.
Genuine got some shit.
See, but Genuine is R&B though. Genuine don't got many pop records.
So yeah, we talking. You said R&B.
If we talking strictly R&B, I don't know if we can throw Usher in that conversation. He has more gigantic pop records than he does.
Usher don't go pop until.
Confessions, third album.
2023.
Confessions?
Technically, it's third.
What songs did he really drop that was pop on Confessions?
Yeah.
That sounded pop.
That was it, and that was literally
Bad
it.
Girl, Throw It, was it?
That's a pop record?
Bad Girl, super pop record.
Hell nah.
Caught Up ain't a pop record.
Caught Up is definitely.
These are pop records.
Wait.
You talking about Confessions Part 1, what Confessions makes it... Part 1, Burn. Those are like, My Boo, I would say, okay, those, you know what I mean? More,
yeah, it's a more pop R&B record. Ballad-ish. It probably went popular, but it wasn't a pop record. You got
I would give him
Luda on there.
I would give him yeah.
Yeah, it's completely
pop. I'll give him. But you can't say my record isn't R&B because it gets popular or because it's uptip. Is it because it's uptip?
I think I'm talking about like more so like the BPMs and where would they put it on the radio?
Okay.
Pop.
Usher still got Bad Girl. He still got Superstar. He still got
Bad Girl's not R&B. Wait. What y'all know about him? Okay, yeah, R&B. Yeah, yes. Okay.
Superstars. Superstar. R&B.
Yes. Okay.
Burn.
Okay.
What It's Made For?
Okay. Confessions Part 1. And My Boo.
My Boo's on the
extended verse.
On the extended version. Okay, that's six records.
They should have threw that in the garbage.
This is just one album.
Throwback.
Though.
You don't like throwback.
Throwback is not. I'm going to take R&B and that Jadakiss versus.
The Jadakiss versus is completely unnecessary.
But the song was really
good. Was to
but I'm saying if you
decent.
Put, if okay. If you put Music Soul Child and Usher in a crowd.
A lot of Usher.
Of us.
A lot of Usher shit is R&B until you get after
Music
Confession.
Going to blow everything out the water.
No, it's not.
Except probably Superstar.
If that was the case.
But that was because of what happened on Tiny Desk, in my opinion.
That's crazy.
So what are you putting up against Superstar?
What are you putting up? What music?
I mean, it's hard to put anything up against Superstar these days because it's a fucking meme. Like, that is, it's...
Which is crazy because Superstar wasn't even an official single.
No, so the beginning of Superstar is probably... I don't know if you can even compete against that now because it's a meme.
Which... Superstar wasn't an official, it was never an official release.
Never.
No.
The fact that we made this song as big as it is now is insane.
Like, Tiny Desk. A clip from Tiny Desk did that.
No, it didn't. Superstar was already
a big record.
It was already a big record.
I mean, it was a big record, but what Tiny Desk did and then the challenge came.
The Tiny Desk thing, Eric.
It made a resurface.
Come on, man.
Like Eric Billinger, I think Eric Billinger had already started doing the riff as a challenge. Before he went on Tiny Desk. Okay. That's why he brought Eric Billinger with him. Because it already went viral for that riff.
What can you play against Superstar?
Nothing. Love, maybe.
Oh, against music? No, that's just the one you got to take. You got to take that L.
Love's probably the only one.
You put Just Friends up there. Just Friends can go against it.
He can't go against Superstar?
Usher is blowing music out the water.
When that shit come on, hey.
They're not even the same tempo. Just Friends
crazy.
Like, that's...
I like Just
matchup.
Friends. I like
Is it?
Half Crazy.
I feel like that's a crazy matchup. I don't feel like they
Just
match
Friends
at all.
Superstar? Okay.
All
right. Nah, but I don't know if R. Kelly, I mean, not R. Kelly, I don't know if Usher can really compete in just straight R&B realm.
No, I think he's smoking.
All day long.
I think he's smoking.
Usher's.
He got too much.
The ticket's just $800.
We riding music. The goalposts at these days.
If the music was in demand, he could sell tickets like that too. You don't see music anywhere.
That's because he doesn't have sex appeal. That's an easy answer. Women have been in love with Usher since he was a teenage boy. So So
okay, I'll give you
music
that.
Is not attractive.
And I feel like Usher right now, Usher's not doing stadiums. And I feel like Usher probably has the first concert that the internet is actually working for. So there are things that are making his concerts bigger. Now the whole singing to your girl thing and the girls jumping on they boyfriend's lap and all that shit. Now this is a big thing now.
The tickets were $300 before that.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, they were.
No, they wasn't.
I know people who've gone to the show.
I asked him twice. And he said the tickets, what I got for these tickets now, they're double that now. So
the tickets started at eight something. I looked recently. The tickets are eight something
that's
now.
That's not where they started when
They started at $300.
No.
So I was like one and some change.
Yeah, at the beginning it wasn't $300.
Okay. I know people who've gone to the show. I know people who've paid $300. For the first run.
I think depending on where you at.
Do you know how long ago the first run was?
Like 2 years ago.
Them tickets was not $300.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because it was somewhere else. It wasn't even where he at now.
No, it's not. He's at Park MGM now. I can't remember where he was at initially. This is the third run? This is the third run, I believe.
Third or fourth, something like that.
Something like that. I think he has one more left.
But the internet is working for him. But I mean, he got R&B joints, but he ain't going. I don't even think he's not being genuine either. If you say strictly R&B. Kels, Joe, Donnell, Chris. I'm gonna take Chris out too.
Yeah, take Chris out.
Kels, Joe, Donnell.
Joe.
Music.
I wasn't gonna say nothing, but
what? Joe is whooping his. And we talking about these niggas disrespecting Joe. That's crazy.
I like Joe got don't two get albums. Me wrong. I like Joe's music, but Joe I'm not putting albums. I'm not saying that
what?
We're putting him up against anybody.
Joe's two albums that you won't even talk about. He's two.
And one of his biggest songs he remade after R. Kelly.
For Joe not fucking with a bunk.
No, he's not. Now,
Joe's not fucking with a bunk.
Now you been this. Now you been disrespectful.
Now you been disrespectful.
Now you been
disrespectful.
Now you been disrespectful.
I'm going to listen to a bunk album.
Now
you listen to Joe.
Now you being disrespectful.
Jesus.
Listen, when it hurts, when it hurts by a bun, like, come on now.
Skip.
Come on, say it. I'm with you. I'm with you.
No, it's not.
Now you being disrespectful.
I'm listening to a bunk album before Joe.
I think. Avant was on what, like a 2-album run?
That's all he need for Joe.
That's it. Well, I mean,
that's all he need for Joe.
Nah, but Joe got a couple of joints outside
my
of
name,
it.
My name. Come on, stutter, nigga.
He do have stutter.
Damn, that's crazy.
I'm never listening to Stutter on purpose ever in life.
Wow.
There's nothing. There's no situation in my life where I'm gonna be like, you know what? Let me go put that Stutter on real quick.
Yeah, it's not.
That's not happening.
Best man I could be.
All right, speak skip.
Man, I could be
Big Skip.
Come on, man. What are we doing?
Big Skip.
Why would I want to listen to Best Man I Could Be?
Because you might be feeling nostalgic.
No, I'm not. That ain't going to be the one I'm going to pull out.
I got some shit, man.
Big Skip.
I might listen to Good Girls.
Okay. Now we.
I might listen to Good Girls.
You're not putting on nothing from Avant outside of My First Love?
Separated, nigga.
Separated.
My First Love.
Those two.
Separated the remix, nigga.
The remix.
4 minutes. When I Heard.
Happy.
Anything with him and Kiki.
Anything.
What is it?
Anything with him and Kiki.
Morse code.
What's the other one?
What?
Morse code.
Anything with him and Kiki. You
that's
crazy.
The one Jacquees that he sampled.
Jacquees.
The one he sampled.
I know you. That's Making Good Love.
Yeah, I'm listening to that one too. On purpose.
Oh, Read Your Mind.
Yeah, Read Your Mind.
Read Your Mind.
I'm listening to that on purpose.
Man, he's smoking Joe. He's smoking Joe.
I don't know about smoking.
I agree.
I don't know about
smoking Joe.
That's
because all you got to do is throw one of them joints on with Kiki, and he done. He don't got no Kiki joint.
I might even go get Jay Holiday for Joe. I don't know. I might just get real disrespectful. I might just start grabbing niggas for Joe.
Boy, Joe got, I mean, Jay Holiday got to play, nigga, Suffocate 20 times to beat anybody.
He ain't got no other songs.
I ain't going to say that. Jay Holiday got a few. They're not radio hits.
They're not radio hits.
He got album joints.
What's
though?
The one I like, man? Turn on the radio.
Pimpin' Me or Die.
That was trash.
They played some Latif on Saturday.
Where the fuck was I at? I missed it.
What?
Yeah. Where was I at? Skinny, where was I at?
I don't know, but that was the highlight.
I ain't see the video.
That was the highlight.
I played the Latif.
That That was the highlight.
Oh, they got the Latif in there. That's crazy.
That's when your boy made a comeback. I was like, okay.
Like, all right.
Here.
Yeah, man. Shout out to everybody that came out, man, and kicked it with us on Sunday, man. Yeah, man. Shit.
Yeah, shout out to y'all.
You know, you fucking me up.
Listen, I was running my time. You had me out way too much.
This is the weekend.
This past weekend was a lot.
This weekend was crazy.
I understand. Now that we over with, I can talk about it, man. But I understand now, like, why, you know, how, like, artists be passing out from exhaustion.
Yeah.
I gave Sunday all I had, man. I gave it all I had. I had to sit down for a minute. Give me some water, man. I had to sit down for a minute because, boy... Nigga, I was in there sweating like, I was nigga on some Molly or something, nigga.
Listen, when Avant Separated came on, I just thought I was really finna get up and just sing that whole song. And I literally was about to pass out. Like, my hands were shaking. I said, my whole equilibrium is off. Like,
shout out, man. Yeah, it was a time, man. I mean,
yes, it was.
I mean, you know, I'm happy, you know, when people fuck with us for the first time, man, you know. Always saying they, you know, the vibes, man. They had a great time. And they always mention, man, how I be the women's up in there, man. You know what I mean? I take that as a huge compliment, man.
Yeah. Some beautiful women.
Yeah, man. That's all I got on it, man. Any y'all got any thoughts?
Just shout out to the one guy. I didn't get his name at all, but he just was like, I fuck with y'all, man. Like, anytime y'all outside, let me know. So I didn't get his name, but he gave me his phone. I put the views Instagram page on his phone. So he's like, next time y'all outside, I'm outside. And then Saturday night, shout out to Candace. She had a pool party.
Shout out, man.
Shout out.
Youngsters was outside.
I know, boy. Man. I said, I know. Man, look, man.
Wasn't nobody getting in that pool, though?
It was a couple bodies in the pool.
No, it wasn't.
It was like three.
At the end when everybody left.
Kind of, yeah.
Well, not. They kind of shut it down.
Candace party was the realization that, you know what, you are becoming an old nigga.
You're an old nigga. Yes, you are. Yes.
Yeah. And I had two hot ones with me and I didn't get no looks. I said, fuck. We washed in here, man. God damn it. But, man, shout out. Hey, I think CJ know him, man. Shout out to my bro CJ, man. Some dude walked up to us, man, and some random shit. Just walked up to us and, you know what I mean, said he fucked with the show and he kind of like broke it down. So we kind of knew he was like listening and shit.
Yeah.
Kind of broke down the show and shit, man. Shout out to him. Yeah.
Shout out to him.
That was dope, man.
If you're listening, please get in somebody's inbox and give us your information. I forgot to get the information. That was the oversight of my part. Give us your information. Give us your show information. We'd love to tap in with you, fuck with you, see what you got going on. So if you're listening, you know who you are.
Shout out, man.
Absolutely.
Skinny, anything?
No, Sunday was dope, man. I ain't make the Saturday shit. I seen your story. I was like, what the fuck? These ain't good.
Yeah, that shit was crazy.
With the youth.
With the youth.
PTSD. That shit was nuts.
PTSD like a motherfucker. I started talking to wifey. I told wifey as we was walking up, I said, you know what? I give it an hour. As soon as we walked up to the door, the police came. I said, God damn. Boy, see, man, look, boy, I ain't even missed this shit. Wifey?
It was a great time. You know, we always have fun, especially at our events. And it's just a good moment to be able to touch the people that listen to our show weekly and, you know, that interact with us on the internet. You know, we pull the ladies out. Like, the ladies, they gonna show up.
I do got
up.
One grievance, though.
What?
If you ever decide to play fucking Jagged,
I was gonna say when it, but I'll let you do it.
Don't you ever fucking play Walked Out of Heaven? Do you hear
no, it was Good Luck Charm.
Oh, no, my God. Both of them. The same song.
Yeah, both of them.
It's literally the same song.
Good Luck Charm.
Don't ever. Like, there are so many others that you can just pull out.
The way they went to it and was so excited, I was like.
Like, it was something we all were looking forward to. Like, where did this come from?
I literally had never heard that song before.
Nigga, listen.
I can identify the voices, so I know it's Jagged Edge, but what the fuck are you?
Yeah.
If you would have seen how many times Spitz went to the fucking DJ booth, he kept walking back like, bro, I keep telling him, turn this shit off.
I know, because the first time I walked up to him, I said, bro, you don't understand, man. A lot of our audience fuck with Jagged Edge right now. You're losing them. And then, hey, man, I got one more. For the MCs out there, stop scaring the bitches. Stop scaring the bitches.
Please.
Bro. You scaring the bitch.
He is scaring the bitches. He is scaring the bitches. And consistently, though. Like every time.
Like nobody sees this problem here. Like
it's equivalent really to it's equivalent to the nigga that when he get around a bunch of women, he want a slap box.
Yeah. It's a problem. It's a problem. And it keeps happening though. Like, my nigga, like you have to calm down. Like, cause this has already been a problem for you, your personal life, from what I understand.
Jesus.
Like, you have to relax at some point.
Yeah.
Relax.
When are you gonna calm down? And also I think that it's good to have crowd participation, but like we don't need to vote on every song that's gonna be played. Like,
what
that,
do we stop and have monologues
out,
for?
Hey, shout out to everybody out there.
We be like,
hey, Ivan, where we at? Ivan, what we doing next? Come on.
See, why you ask if you don't want me to answer? What?
No,
see,
for real.
Like what? Like for real? Like what do we stop and you start telling stories in the middle of the? So I went to an HBCU, right? So I went to an HBCU.
And everybody,
who
if
gives
you ever
a fuck?
Attended, the, if you ever came to brunch there, we know you went to HBCU. Hey, and we know you're going to play
I was so, it's happening. I was so drunk, the homie inboxed me and said, hey, why you tell her? Hey, we all street niggas in here. Hey, yeah, man, we all street niggas in here. Nigga, fuck that, nigga. You know, HBCU, nigga.
That is hilarious.
Shit, but man, shout out, man. Hey, where we at? We outside again, man.
We'll be outside soon. We'll be outside next Monday.
Monday, man.
Monday, we'll be at Big Jerk Monday night, 9 p.m. to 2 a.m. Come fuck with us, man.
Yeah, man, come risk it all for your boy.
Yeah, man, pull up.
Absolutely, and we're going to be outside.
And woman.
It's going to be the youngsters again.
Yeah, so shout out, man. Come on, it's going
to
be a time,
doing our favorite
man.
Thing. We're about to be doing some karaoke.
Doing some karaoke. Yeah. It's going to be a time, though.
Yeah.
It's going to be a different crowd for us. So I'm excited to see how we ingratiate ourselves with different, because we talked about people being able to challenge themselves outside of their comfort zone. So I feel like for us, this is going to be one of those moments.
It's redemption time for me, baby.
Mm. Trying to get your get back?
Yeah, that last time was kind of... I don't know because I'm funny.
Out there heckling y'all.
I think it was ready to fight those stage. Hey, nigga, what? Hey, what? Nigga? What? Nigga? Hey, what, nigga? What you say?
You have to have those experiences. So, you know, you can't be great all the time.
Yeah. I forgot about that one. That's
that was tough.
That was crazy.
That was a night, though. I had fun, though.
Yeah, it definitely was a good night.
It was a good night. It was tough though.
It'll be a good night. If I do it again, I would smash it. If I was to ever do it again, I would smash it.
But I think
you gotta
everybody...
read the room though. You can't just jump out the window.
I mean, that part I'm not really tripping about. I see enough comedy, man, and you know what I'm saying? So white folks like that shit. You know what I mean? Like, you know, when we talk that shit, what's the name? Like, loves us. And he's a full-fledged white boy. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to him. the corner podcast producer, man. You know what I'm saying? So he loves us. He loves that type of shit. You know what I mean? So it wasn't necessarily that. But, I mean, you know. I ain't got no white jokes to give.
When them songs wasn't hitting. Played the song, you was like, how niggas don't know this?
Oh, how to eat 40. That's when I was like, damn.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So, you know, but shout out, man.
Only thing I could think of that really stuck out was I'm from the West Side. I was like, what part are you from? Centennial.
Oh, God.
That was a fun moment. You know, to grow, man, you got to, you know, continue to, what's the word?
We gained control, though.
I think towards the end, we got the first two was kind of.
It was like, dang, it's time to go back out there again.
I don't think we had clear instructions of what we were supposed to be doing. We was out there winging it.
Yeah,
that was our first time doing some shit like that too. Yeah. We was out there winging it.
It was like many podcasts. Almost, that's what kind of like was expected of us.
Yes.
Yeah, but I feel like y'all went comedy route instead of like mini podcasts. Like it was kind of more like telling jokes.
Yeah,
no, Spence went straight to it. We didn't even get to speak first. That nigga went straight to it. And he came right out the gate.
Came out the gate swinging and he missed like a Hey, man, fuck it. Fuck it. Now bomb, nigga. I seen a lot of you niggas bomb. Stop judging me.
Listen, it's hard to tell jokes in front of people, especially when they're waiting to laugh and it's just not hitting.
Especially when they didn't come for that.
That's the time to do trivia, nigga.
Yeah, for real.
Yes, boy.
Woo. Have y'all ever seen a comedian bomb so bad? Like, they keep trying to bring their punchline back around, and the more they do it, the worse it gets. Like, over and over. It's like, it's not hidden. It's not going to make it.
I walk off stage.
Because we've been doing this shit for, like, so long. And from what we've doing and from other people's experience, I can, so even when we was bombing, right, I can deal with like, oh, that nigga not funny. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I can deal with that. It's the silence. The silence will fuck you up. The silence is loud. If it's complete silence, oh, you nigga.
You're done.
The complete silence is how you hear these niggas not funny. Because if everybody was being loud, we wouldn't have heard that shit.
Yeah, so I mean,
bad too. That shit made a nigga bad.
So I need a
and then we couldn't even see because the lights are right on us, so we can't see.
Shit, nigga.
So it's not like you can point somebody out the crowd and start cracking jokes. Like
I'm
you just
call it niggas, nigga, and I can't see him. Talking all. To the I'm white boy. Shirts, nigga. I'm seeing shirts and nigga hats, and I can't see shit.
No, God, you couldn't see nothing from that stage.
Shout out. Oh, man. Who we at, Ivy? What we talking about today, man? It's been a lot going on.
It's been a lot going on. Let me see what we doing. What's the last backhanded compliment you received?
Ooh. That little podcast. That little podcast.
That shit sting.
That's because I didn't have somebody on and shit.
That shit sting, too.
When people hit me with that little pop, it hasn't happened often. But usually when people hit me with that, it's because they want something to do with it. So I don't necessarily take it as a slight. It's because, you know what I'm saying? You,
okay.
You know, you want some of that. You know what I mean? That makes sense. Especially, you know, because I think the part that's interesting, right, is because we do this shit weekly. Almost every day, it feels like. You know what I'm saying? Because we do this so much and we get into a routine, I've never stopped and thought about what other people think of it. You know what I mean? And so, you know, when talking to other people about it, it's like they feel like we on top of the motherfucking world and shit.
Yeah.
You know? And so when I get hit with those, I'd be like, oh, yeah. We ain't working. You know what I mean? So, at first, but now I'm kind of like, you know, like the only one that really, I would kind of say, pissed me off is probably when we, you know what I'm saying, it's kind of like the, even though it wasn't that type of situation, but it was kind of idols become rivals situation, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And our first show and shit, the nigga hit me like, oh, cute. You know what I'm saying? That was kind of like, oh, you nigga, that's what nigga, that's what you want. You know what I'm saying?
That's what he said.
Yeah, just cute.
Wow,
that was it. Man, so crazy. You know what I'm saying? It was kind of like, oh, that's what we. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy. You know what I mean? But you know, but I'm glad we got to kind of rub it in his face. You know, in his building. So shout out
in his building. Yeah,
that's it.
Oh yeah,
that's all I got.
So lately, I've been on like my little weight loss journey silently, right? So I've been doing like my intermittent fasting and still lifting, you know exactly where I'm going. So, so I have started I've started to notice that I'm losing weight, and this one over here, my husband he gives me compliments like, yeah, babe, I see you losing weight, but it looked like your butt is gone and your breast is getting small. He's like, too.
You can lose, but don't lose. Like, man.
Your butt is too soft. Like, what happened to the muscle? You losing muscle mass. I'm like, I've checked my muscle mass. First of all, we got this scale that breaks it down. So he really had me feeling like, because like, I'm like feeling good because I'm like, okay, I'm fitting in these jeans that I couldn't fit for 3 years. Yeah. And like, I actually committed to intermittent fasting. It's starting to work. And I see the inches and stuff coming off. And then my husband is like, yeah, you're getting smaller, but your ass is like, your butt is gone, babe. Like, it's getting small. Like, you
bring that back.
Man, look here, folks. Hey man, I'm here for support.
I'm here for support. Like he started sliding it in initially. He'd be like, yeah, don't forget to you gotta remember to lift. You gotta keep lifting weights, babe. I'm like, I am. I lift weights and I do my cardio. And then finally he was like, babe, your butt is feeling like way soft, like too soft, like way softer than it used to be. And I'm like, okay. And then he hit me with the breast. I'm like, look, do you have anything else to tell me? Like, I'm trying to stay focused. I'm feeling good because I'm fitting clothes that I couldn't fit before. Yeah. And he like, mm-mm.
She had the air pockets in her bra yesterday, and that shit broke off. Say, damn, family.
I gotta downsize. I do have to. But he knows, like, me and him have been together for a freaking decade. He has watched me gain weight, lose weight, give birth, everything that you could think of. Every angle he has seen my body in that form. Yeah. And it's like, you know, when I start losing weight, those are the first two things to go. Like, those are the first two things to go. And if I got to sacrifice, they got to go.
What a cruel guy, sir.
They just got to go.
What a cruel guy, sir.
What a cruel guy, boy. Jesus.
But I will say that I have stuck to what I said I was going to do for over a month now, so I'm, like, super proud of myself.
Yeah, I mean, I do want to, you know what I mean? We have been supporting each other very, you know what I mean? I've been on a journey for like some months now, a silent journey, you know what I mean? I lost a lot, and you know, and wifey been on her, so we've been supporting each other. It's just kind of like when them things start losing, man. bro.
Gotta add fish to your diet.
Oh my gosh, I guess so. I gotta add some fish to my diet.
What's adding fish do?
You bring the ass back?
Yeah. Fish bring your ass back. Okay.
Yeah. I felt bad too because like on Saturday I had to add the little shapers in my swimsuit.
Jesus.
To give me a little extra because boy, when I put them on, I said, damn, you could tell I was breastfeeding not too long ago. Cause them breasts, I had to give it a little support.
Wait, what's wrong with them?
Because the way that they was looking in a bathing suit, you remember it was looking all like wide and like, I don't know. The shape was not shaping, so I had to put a little support in there.
You said they hanging now?
No, you said, you know what they look. They're not hanging, but they didn't look good in a bathing suit.
Man, you know, all them twos and threes out there. What?
Well, I didn't know where we was going. Shout out to the homie.
Shout out to the homie. It was a hell of people out there, but look. Boy, was it McNeil's Quick Shop outside.
Listen, I wasn't worried about them. I was worried about me and how I was going to be looking in my little stuff. So I have to give a little support.
It's two and three. Wrong with it?
I mean, shit, man. I don't know, man. It's... Whatever we got to do to get it back, baby.
What? Yeah, you're funny. I've been hitting that Stairmaster hard, too, but.
Okay, ain't wrong with it.
Go medium.
Go medium? Like, can you bring it down to like 15 minutes? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Need all that cardio.
Ivan?
I love your confidence.
Oh, ain't that bad a bitch.
I love your confidence. Fuck that supposed to mean? You think because I got a belly, I ain't walking around here with my head tucked in?
Yeah, that's backhanded. That's super backhanded.
Yeah.
Like I'm supposed to have low self-esteem or what?
Yeah.
Because I'm like bigger. Yeah. You're not supposed to have, yeah.
I love your confidence, though. What else they say? Something similar, like, I could never. Like, if I was you, I could never. Yeah.
What?
That's why you're not. You're not me, so you would never.
Yeah. I don't. I mean, I don't like that. Period. It seems like, you know what I mean, people act like bigger folks are not supposed to have any type of confidence.
Yeah.
You
know? Or like joy. Like it's like people like it. I feel like it's literally people who feel like.
You big, you shouldn't be happy.
You shouldn't be happy. Like, you should be depressed all the time. Nigga, no, I'm not. This means I eat like I want to eat. I'm not eating like I'm supposed to eat, but I eat like I want to eat. What the fuck am I walking around here with my head down for? Yeah,
try not being able to gain weight at all, nigga. What the fuck is going on?
I'm a big nigga, man, and I come in the room and I take attention from a lot of you niggas, man. You know what I mean?
It's your energy. It's your confidence. It's a lot of niggas who are in shape.
Don't have confidence.
Who don't have confidence? Or you walk in the room?
Socially awkward.
Yeah, you walk in the room and you don't even know they fucking there. Yeah. Like, I don't have that problem. It don't have nothing to do with this belly. Like, nigga, I walk in the room and I have an energy that carries into the fucking room.
I think as we get older, man, or as I've gotten older, I really want to be around people that know how to have a good time.
Absolutely. Yeah.
The awkward, you know, you sitting there kind of silent,
and, yeah.
You know, the mean girl, the mean dude type of shit, man. We too old for that shit, nigga. We going out. We finna turn up, bro.
Sometimes people don't even do that on purpose. They just don't know how to interact outside of their phone. They don't know how to interact in real life.
Or people that like when you ask them about the event afterwards, it's like all you do is talking shit. Not necessarily about you or the event, but like the people there. Like, you see so-and-so, like, ha-ha-ha.
Yeah.
Like, okay, that's cool. But they were turned the fuck up. Like, you were sitting on the couch the whole time smoking hookah. Yeah. They was turned up.
Looking
like
bored.
So the next time we go outside, I prefer them there rather than you. Because they actually had a good fucking time. They interacted.
Turn
like
up, baby.
Yeah, so, like, nigga, that, people, like, people, energy be nasty sometimes.
Yeah.
A lot.
And it sucks. Because I don't think a lot of times they're conscious of it. Like, they just... You know, you nitpick at, so you just, every time you have a conversation, you nitpicking that shit.
I guess the question is, like, what would make someone want to go outside just to do that? You know what I mean? It's weird.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you're not even going out to have a good time. You're going out to...
To talk about people or to report.
To sit down, smoke hookah, drink, and be on your phone the whole fucking time. Like, nigga, it's music playing. Like, move, get it, move, dude.
I'm 100% okay with sitting down, smoking hookah.
Well, I don't smoke hookah, but, like... Yeah. If I'm going there, I'm going to maximize the time. Like,
absolutely.
I don't like going outside. It may not seem like it, but I don't like going outside. So if I go outside, I'm going to make the most of every opportunity. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? To do it.
Make it a good time.
Absolutely. Because what the fuck am I going outside for? I had this hot outside. Gas is $97 a gallon.
Yeah.
Fuck, I'm not going outside just to be outside. You know what I'm saying?
I think you know what I mean? I'm in two distinct positions. Like, when it's time to work, it's time to work. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like when I got my views hat on and we going to work. You know what I mean? For like the, you know, like on Sunday, I'm finna drink. You know what I mean? I'm smoking my hookah and shit. But when it's time to turn up, nigga, I'm on that stage. Nigga, it's time to work.
Fact.
You know what I'm saying? But then when I do go outside, I prefer, you know, some low key shit. But if we go outside, we going outside. And I'm gonna have a, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna have a great fucking time.
Yes.
And I enjoy the fact that, you know what I mean, motherfuckers just be wanting to kick it with us just off the fact that we know how to have a good time. I don't know, man. These niggas be going outside, man, and be wanting to do everything but kick it. I don't get it. I don't get it.
I don't know whether you miserable. If you miserable at home, that sucks. Because I enjoy being at home. I don't mind sitting at home. I don't mind missing shit these days.
Yeah.
But if I go outside, I'm like, nigga, I'm coming outside for a fucking reason. I'm gonna make sure when I come back inside, I felt good about going inside.
I know women, you know what I mean. They you guys have this the mean girl shit, but you know, for me, kind of like the mean dude. Why the fuck are you going outside just so you can see who the fuck you can run into? It is so weird.
That definitely happens.
That definitely happens. For sure.
Some people don't have any personality outside of that though, like. Those are their talking points, you know, to see, was it a success? Was it not? Who was there? What did they have on? Like, it's not even so much about interacting with other people. It's just so that they have something to talk about when they leave.
Yeah, I'm just talking about, like, even in general, not even for an event itself. Like, I be seeing niggas just come outside just to see who can walk in and who can they get into it with.
That's crazy.
It's beyond me. I don't understand.
I misunderstood what you were saying.
No, they do that all the time.
And are we
past even for social media? Niggas go places to talk about the event on social media. Like they literally go out to find a reason to nitpick at the event or wherever you go. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Wherever it is, you try to find a reason to.
Yeah. Is the era of walking into places with like 20 people over?
What do you mean?
You know, our niggas like to walk into places. It'd be like 15, 20 deep sometimes. Is that era over?
I don't think so, depending on
what type of event it is.
Like where it's at or what's going on.
And is it like coordinated, like if I get to the parking lot first?
Yeah, you ain't niggas. I don't know. I go everywhere solo. So I don't know.
I know when we used to do it, we meet up. Like we often to meet. You know,
somewhere prior
house
to
or okay. the gas okay. station, or we finna all link up and then we gonna all follow each other to this spot.
I haven't done that since high school.
Like, yeah, it's been a while.
High school thing, like everybody meet up at the gas station and then we all driving
it's
in separate cars.
Been a while.
It's because of cell phones. Mm. You all have a cell phone.
That's facts. True. We all leaving right now.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah, but I still like I've seen it. People come out and. In groups, just depending on what the event is.
Yeah,
I'm kind of cool.
I want to have my own car. I want to be able to leave when I want
to
leave.
When it's time to leave, I need to be able to go.
I don't want to be waiting on you. I mean, although you can get like a Uber or whatever if you need to, but I don't want to have to be responsible for you getting home. Like, I don't want to do that.
I'm never over five.
Never over five people deep.
Nope, and I don't know the last time I walked in with a lot of people. Usually, it's some meeting shit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's usually views. Like, if we go
it's usually us.
And we all trickle in. Like, Vinci probably gonna be first. Then me and Smith, because you know we definitely late.
Y'all definitely gonna be last.
See, that's the fucked up part, man. I literally just cussed her ass out about that shit.
Y'all
today.
Won.
What, I know, man, time? But see, that shit be giving
I'm
me
saying,
a good...
I'm saying, y'all all won. Like,
shit give me a bad name, man.
If one late, the other late.
One band, one sound.
One band, one sound.
I don't think I made us late on Sunday, though. Or Saturday. I didn't make us late. Did I? But you know what? The thing that he don't be telling y'all is that I be running like his errands, my errands, and then I gotta get myself dressed. And on top of that, if you want me to take his hair down, I gotta take his hair down. Stop getting dressed for me. Take his hair down.
See, that's where we already
and
were.
No, it's true.
You don't. When was the last?
Me and
you
the kids
take,
don't
man.
Do it.
No, the kids.
Okay, the kids.
No. Who be running? Who runs all your errands first? Exactly.
We're not
gonna
do
I don't
this.
Even want to hear it. If I didn't have to do all those things for him, I probably would be on time.
Well, you gotta have somebody to blame, don't you?
I'm just saying.
Don't you? You gotta have somebody to blame.
I'm just saying, I probably would be all right.
If I tell you we going somewhere, we both need something to wear.
I got a shout for you.
You know I'm going to record. Why start doing it at 12 if we got to be somewhere at 1? See what I mean? It's that type of shit. But I done told you at 10, 11. I done told you at 10 o'clock already.
I didn't go shopping at 12 this last time, but I was also hungover.
I mean?
Like, we literally got home at like 5 a.m. and
Saturday night was a time.
Yeah, because we started drinking them damn green tea shots on top of tequila.
Green tea shots.
That was the first thing he said when he walked through the door. He walked through me and said, bro, it's going to be all right.
So green tea shots are made with whiskey. That's the main liquor. Mm,
okay.
And then the sweet and sour mix and then... Some other kind of liqueur that goes in there too, but the main thing is the whiskey. So we mixed whiskey and tequila, and it was a wild night. It was a good time, but it was a wild night.
It was a good time.
Yeah, it was a good
fucking
time.
Right,
it was a good time. But
fucking right, he was. Skinny.
I don't really know a backhand. I would guess. When niggas reach out after seeing like certain events and like you should have brought it here, as if like they spot would be
made it better, yeah,
made it better. Yeah. So I guess that like why y'all don't do nothing here, why you didn't, you know what I'm saying?
Green tea shots, fucking right.
So I think that'll probably be the backhanded compliment I get. It's mm-hmm. like, I feel like they be shitting on wherever we're at. You know what I'm saying? To try to make, like, their spot would have been a better spot.
Yeah. Man, it's a lot of wars out here, man. As it's you a start, lot It's a right lot now. Of wars out here, man. Shout out to everybody. The brunch wars. Shout out to everybody. Brunch in the event right space now. Wars.
Yeah.
Man.
It is. It's a lot. It's a war going on.
It's definitely. And right now in the city, it's brunch is everywhere.
Brunch is everywhere.
Yeah. And you got to be competitive. I feel like you shouldn't overcharge the customers too, like for the food. Because people will order food, but if you are like taxing for the food, that's like, mm-mm.
Please make sure the food.
It got to be something I want too.
It's not microwave food. Please don't give a nigga.
Lego my ego.
Please don't give a nigga $40 worth of.
Nigga had the Lego my ego.
And I just feel like it should be standard to have some wings on the, like, you need to have wings on the menu and some shrimp and grits.
I literally thought, I thought that
everybody can't do shrimp and grits.
I thought wings. That brunch, I thought that brunch was chicken and waffles. That's what I always thought brunch was. I didn't think it was another meal. I thought that was a meal you had to have.
That's like one of the main things that usually, because it is dinner and breakfast. So it's chicken and waffles. Lunch and breakfast. Yeah, but that's. Usually one of the main things that's always there.
I always thought that. That's what I thought brunch was.
Yeah.
But I feel like some shit just... you can get away with wings.
I'm just not for one option.
I don't know. Like, what is some, like, for sure? Like, you just can't fumble these.
You don't think shrimp and grits?
Nah.
Because they're grits. No.
Everybody can't cook grits.
Nope.
But what is something lately. That you absolutely expect at brunch? Like you,
I ain't never been.
No, eggs fruit, Benedict.
Fruit.
I you don't have fruit. Eggs Benedict. Like what are we doing?
I just feel like
a solid fruit.
Do you? I mean, do you have fruit. To eat at brunch? Shit, nigga, give me the mimosa.
Well, I mean, that's what it is. It's food.
It's food. It's
supposed to be food.
Brunch.
It's mimosas.
Yeah,
that's all everybody's coming for. The mimosas.
Mostly, yeah.
Yeah, but...
Mostly everybody's coming from mimosas.
I don't
but that's more of like a day party, I feel like. If you just come in to drink and you're really not coming to eat, that's more of a day party. It's not brunch.
If you're coming to... Listen, if the plate's $40...
I can't eat. I mean, you're not putting my plate next to a fucking hookah thing?
That too.
What are we talking about?
But you just walked in the back 3 minutes ago. Like, you didn't make a $40 plate in 3 minutes. Like, I need you... I need you to be back there at least 10 minutes so I know
somebody at least
something went in the skillet. Like all this shit, because you can put all this shit in the toaster oven and then bring it back to me and charge it for $40. That's fucking insane.
And then ask somebody if they want two. Like what? Are you insane?
Yeah, we ain't never going there.
Charging $40 for maybe a $15 plate. Like
say no, but adult kids cuisine. Took all the shit out of them different little compartments and put all the shit on a plate.
You're like, what's that little, is that gravy? What is that?
And he was like, all this for this.
Like, damn, we thinking it's a big ass platter. And then it came out, it was like a little paper plate. No, I'm just kidding. It looked like them styrofoam plates.
It looks like a Thanksgiving leftover plate.
Y'all,
I'm going to give you a little bit of this, a little bit of that. I'm going to give you this taste test.
Sampler.
Yeah. A breakfast sampler.
The Eggo with the sprinkled sugar was amazing.
Was it?
The sprinkled sugar.
I'm the way it looked.
Hey, man. Shout out, man.
I see the chef out here kicking it more than he cooking. Yeah, he cooking, ain't he?
He taking shots. Like, that's why the place ain't coming out looking right. You over here got these Hennessy shots, taking them down.
There goes
the homie said, this everything?
Yeah.
He was really.
You can at least, like, nigga, cut my ego
he was
up.
Like, he said, yeah, I'm going to just order the plate. We can all, you know, just taste a little bit of it.
Nigga, if you don't get this Lunchable on my plate.
It was like, we all, you know, just eat on it a little bit.
Eat it up a Lunchable.
Oh, my God. The cabbage with the shrimp. He said it had a shrimp.
Wait, it was a cabbage. It was cabbage with
cabbage
shrimp.
And shrimp.
I ain't even. I ain't even never heard that before.
Sounds
that
sounds insane.
It was everything on that motherfucker.
Cabbage for brunch is crazy.
He went to Golden Corral, made a bunch of to-go plates. That is insane. What is going on?
This is a comedy podcast.
This is a comedy podcast, please.
It's been a long time since we said that, too.
Jerry's Nuggets. Still.
Oh, that's crazy.
That is insane. Shout out to him, though.
Yeah, get it how you live,
hey,
man.
Hey, man, get it how you live.
Wow.
Shit. Dude, we never go there again.
Ego came out many though.
Really, no, remember, hey, remember when the Eggos? It used to be like six of them. And you put them all.
The homie gave you
all in the toaster.
You put them all in the toaster. Ah, oh, man!
And then pulled them
he
apart.
He gave you the $7
pull
Eggo.
Apart. Pull apart Eggo. I swear, I was like, I'll die before I order that. Like, I don't care. I'm not spending $40 on it. That's crazy.
What's like? What like? Okay, so like you, what you said, like what, like what's a must have at brunch?
I feel like Vinci said, like chicken and waffles. I think shrimp and grits. Y'all said no on that, but like
I think it should be on there. It's up to you to get it, but I think it should be a variety. I don't feel like this should be my only option.
What's an eggs Benedict?
That's where you have like sometimes people do it with like the crab, the poached egg, and then you put it on a English muffin with the holidays.
Niggas. What did you talk about?
It's good. Egg. It's so
poached
good.
Eggs, for sure.
It's like a half cooked egg.
Yeah.
Like a half
boy, niggas don't know nothing but scrambled.
Nah, you know that ain't true.
That's true.
Ed Benedict is Ed's definitely Benedict one that got to be on there.
Gotta yeah, you got to put the hollandaise sauce on that, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Got to have chicken and waffles.
That's my, I'm a Benny girl. I love those.
I never had it before.
You got to have grits and something. I don't know if it's grits and shrimp, but you got to have grits, bro.
Grits and butter.
Nah, it got to be something in
everybody can't make them. And depending on your crowd, that could be a tough sale.
You can't only fuck off grits,
bro.
Man.
What?
You shouldn't be able. You shouldn't fuck off. If you're a chef, you shouldn't fuck off
it
no
takes
fucking grits.
One person. To
grits
say.
Is water. Grits is water
grits
and
is not
the
just
fucking
water.
Shit and you just,
no, it's not at
stir
all.
Stir that shit real quick.
Oh,
no,
see,
just go ahead and get
right
the shit out.
Listen,
there.
No,
you're not.
This
listen,
is not a spread. This
you're
is
not.
About
no,
grits.
Listen, you're not finna get the shit your grandma made for grits. You're going to get the just add
instant
water
grits.
But see, that's the yes. problem. How many niggas? How many niggas go out expecting the grandma mix?
No, you getting instant grits. That's what the fuck you're getting.
For $40.
We got a big ass tub of this shit.
You can dress up some instant grits too, though. You can dress them up.
Yeah, I agree. But that's what it has to be.
Yeah.
But it got to be grits and something.
But
that
I feel like you should have like just a couple of dishes, especially when you're doing like a huge crowd. You know you're going to be having like a bunch of the same type of orders. Like do something with some
chicken
fried chicken
and waffles,
or some fish.
Chicken
or something.
And waffles.
French toast.
Wings.
French toast.
Mozzarella sticks.
I'm not mad at French toast. You need wings.
Wings for sure should be an option.
Need mozzarella.
Not if you're doing brunch.
Nachos.
I just feel like you should be able to have them.
You can't
need
fumble nachos.
Nachos. You need nachos. You need
can't
a burger.
Nachos.
You need a burger.
If
you're
doing
a
lunch
something.
Menu,
you can't fumble a burger either.
This
the
is not brunch food.
Is
brunch
you,
is lunch
is,
and
it's,
breakfast.
It's brunch.
It's brunch.
What is brunch put together?
Breakfast and lunch.
Exactly.
You don't need to add the L is what I'm saying.
We need a burger though. We need a burger.
A breakfast burger or just a regular burger?
I don't give a fuck if you put an
breakfast
egg on top of this burger.
Said, Texas
but
does
you need a
oxtails
burger.
And grits. Come on, man.
This ain't Texas.
See? Yeah. Oxtails and grits. It got to be grits and something.
Some
nigga,
kind boy, of grits.
These, man, these establishments
as long as you don't
here,
bring me out no,
to go out
no,
of business.
As long as you don't bring me out no brown sugar fucking oatmeal.
That's crazy.
And that's why if you're unsure, don't do a whole bunch of samples. Just have like two or three options.
You gotta have options. You gotta have a money.
If one of my
options,
$40
came
shrimp and grits is one of my options, and one person say these grits, one person get the shrimp and grits and be like, boy, that shrimp and grits ain't getting touched no more.
That's why it's instant grits. Because this big ass bucket at Costco cost me $5.
Hey, pizza at brunch is crazy.
Pizza at brunch. I don't know about pizza, but
yeah,
burger for sure.
Like
omelet, maybe?
A burger for sure.
Maybe a breakfast pizza. Damn, man. Elementary school breakfast.
But you know, it's not supposed to be nothing like a burger.
Eggs and high links.
A burger.
Now you good. Hey, you thinking of things.
Grandma Allen.
Boy, don't play with eggs hot links. That should be good.
Eggs hot links is fire.
When you get a little bit dark too, like when you burn it a little bit.
Oh God,
you gotta burn it a little bit.
You got a grill back there, Pim. Put my hot link on the grill.
Yeah. That's legit. That's what they need to do. Just put a little hot link grill in the back and just sell hot links to the motherfucker.
Nigga, hot links gonna go.
I bet you it would go faster than them $40 plates.
I guarantee it would.
Because I hadn't
the
ate
one
all
price
day.
Option is
I
crazy.
Said,
like
water.
Niggas out here broke. Fam, and the fact that you just decided that $40 is what I wanted to spend
on the egg,
like what?
Nigga, for lunch. First, I'm not spending $40 for lunch nowhere. $40 on a lunch?
Where did we get this price point?
That's what's not happening.
Where $40
is
price point
is dinner for one person, like.
This is a date dinner too.
This is
like
a date dinner.
Yeah,
like
this is a
date.
Yeah, you fucking right.
Mid grade steak.
It's definitely Lunner vibe.
You know what I'm saying? Like
it's definitely Lunner vibe.
Yeah, this
Lunner.
Yeah, for real. No, yeah. For real. Yeah. For real.
That's Lunner vibes right there,
that's
boy.
That price is like, fam. You didn't come out here with the 15.
That's probably why he fucked up. If he had a la carte options where you can just get this or just get that, he probably would have
been. I think he would have been good.
Yeah.
I think he would have been straight.
That shit better come with the Candy Rain instrumental on it.
The fact you just told me I got to eat shrimp, and nigga, I don't even eat shrimp. So
and that's just going to come
you
on
lost
your plate
me automatically.
Yeah, what if you got an allergy?
Yeah.
True, a lot of people are like shellfish.
Yes. There's a lot of people with shellfish.
Gonna kill me allergies. Out here. Yeah, that shit wild.
That's a lot of cross contamination.
So you definitely gotta have that. You definitely gotta have a la carte. But
yeah, I think you just sell hot links, you just eliminate all of that shit.
Listen, you about if you
$40,
that
motherfucker better come
imagine?
With the small 6 ounce steak. Ooh,
some little ribs, some of the riblets.
Even no. With just hot links,
what's
though,
the
like
hot links gonna go. Hot links gonna
rib
go.
Tips. The red tips. Ooh.
Yeah. Not cause you get this too much sauce. Too much sauce on them.
Hot links gonna
fuck
go.
At me.
Hollings
gonna
go
so?
For sure.
Hollings gonna go.
A nigga gonna always. Eat. Now you get you a chick that ain't, you know what I'm saying, that's trying to be all pretty up in there. Yeah, cool. But a nigga gonna eat.
Listen, remember when we was in
you
New
You tell
Orleans?
Me you got a grill back there and you ain't got no hollings. I don't even want to talk to you.
When we were out in New Orleans, people was waiting in line
we,
to get them smoked sausages.
Fact. We waited for a long
smoked
time.
Smoked sausages. Waiting hella
this
in
is
line
a fact.
For
a
long some time. Sausages.
Fact.
And that's really all you need. You don't gotta put no burgers on that motherfucker.
Nothing.
You don't gotta do nothing else. No chicken.
Soaked up everything, all the little liquor.
Burn my shit a little bit, fam.
A little bit. Just,
that
just
bitch
a
better come.
Bit.
It, better yeah. Be some, it better be some black on there.
Mustard or no mustard?
I don't fuck with mustard.
What, nigga? A hot link on a hot link? That's straight mustard. I don't even want nothing else but mustard. That's all you need.
I do barbecue on all. Oh that
hell no!
Butter bread. You do a butter or
a good
or bread.
Link. Oh, this nigga
I
crazy.
I want a bun.
You
if,
want a bun?
If I'm doing
yeah,
mustard,
that bread
I want
be all stuck
bread.
To the top. I'm not doing that. At the,
that's how you know you eat.
What?
I'm not doing that.
A good
fam.
Link. If you a good link.
But you get the regular bread. Now you
all you need is mustard.
You gotta try to get all this stuff to move your mouth. I'm not doing
bun,
that.
You
want
bun or bread on the link?
Oh, you gave me what the Wonder Bread.
Come on, fam. Man, what are we doing?
All day.
That's okay.
I'm not doing that.
That's okay. Because I'm gonna be around 30 niggas is eating the same thing I'm eating. Fuck it.
If we at grandma's house, cool. Cool. But if I'm out, man, give me a bun.
Give me, yeah. Nah, it depends. Like, if I want it with mustard, I want it on the bread. But if I'm doing barbecue, I would want, like,
that's, why are y'all eating this shit on y'all links? Why are y'all...
Barbecue on links
why
is
are
fire.
Y'all killing great links?
Good.
Barbecue link. On links is fire.
Great link, all you fucking need is a
wait.
Tab of mustard.
You putting barbecue sauce on your links?
On link, yes.
That's abuse.
That is abuse. That's overkill.
What?
It's not as good.
Thank you. Great. I'm glad somebody here
heat,
with me today.
A little sweetness
that's
in there.
Crazy,
a little, bro. It's like a sweet and spicy little thing.
Yeah. Talk Hickory. To him, man.
That's how you do it. That's what you do at the crib. If we barbecuing at home, I get it.
If you put this
not even at
on
home,
grill, period.
If you
I need
make
barbecue.
Me a good burnt link, and that motherfucker got the in the middle and shit.
What cut in the middle?
Just a tip of fucking mustard. Oh my god!
That's all
what
you
are
need.
We talking about
that's all you need on white bread.
That's why I said links good. And eggs, nigga. Links, I'm gonna chopped up links with the scrambled eggs.
I ain't mad at you.
You trying to make a prison breakfast, man?
No, it's not, nigga. That's at home. That's fire.
Hungry.
That's fire.
Do a prison brunch?
Yeah.
Oh, my. Prison brunch is great.
Like Like, you gonna make the spread?
That shit ain't gonna cost $40. I tell you that.
It will not cost $40.
Hey, prison brunch is crazy. Oh, hey, that is insane.
Oh my god. Yeah.
Oh no, Mike.
I'm not mad at that idea.
Please don't bring no noodles though.
Huh?
Barbecue and mustard is wild.
I'm not mad at that idea.
Actually, it's not, because if you put like a little bit of mustard in your barbecue sauce, it's really good. Like, we mix it up together. You got to try it.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's
nuts. Yeah.
It's not.
I'm not mad at that idea.
A prison brunch?
A prison brunch.
Bro, who's coming?
Ivan wants to go to the joint.
No, I'm saying like an event where we do like a prison brunch.
Like everybody dressed like they're going to prison? Oh.
The menu?
Yeah, prison brunch.
Just ramen and hot Cheetos.
Ramen and hot Cheetos.
I'm not mad at that, Lucky.
You are insane.
Who is the chef?
Who gonna make the, what's the punch that they be making in there?
They make punch in there?
Not punch, it's some the alcohol. What is it called?
Hooch?
I don't know. No, I ain't never heard of
it. They do say hooch, but it's not called hooch. Pruno.
Pruno. That's it, yeah. Somebody got to make the Pruno.
What the fuck is Pruno?
Somebody definitely got to make the Pruno. That would be different.
What is Pruno?
Pruno be it, man. Pruno
is toilet alcohol, bro.
Yeah. It's not toilet alcohol.
Toilet alcohol is fucking...
Don't do that.
It's made out of like all the fruit and stuff, right?
How do you know about this?
Just all fruit.
Listen, my mom was married to... Okay.
Yeah. Nah, it probably, is. It's all the fruit.
Probably been
shit.
On a few visitations.
You let the fruit sit, settle for a minute.
In a toilet?
No, you don't have to put it in a fucking toilet. You just put it in a bag.
Oh, okay.
And start to.
You don't get fruit flies?
It's kind of like wine. It's wine.
It turns into wine. Matter of fact, it's a dude that came home from prison and made it a legit business. He sells.
That's Puno. Deep.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at that.
I think he's in like Atlanta or something like that.
Yeah. Not surprised.
At all. That doesn't shock me at all. You said Utah would be a different conversation.
Oh, okay. Yeah, boy.
Wow.
Well,
hot mess.
Oh, that's wild.
All right, what are we talking about, man?
That's crazy.
What happened to Child Stars?
Dead.
Because I can't remember like the last Child Star I can remember is having is like Justin Bieber. Like, we don't get kids. Like, I was thinking about it. Like, we don't grow up with... Our kids don't grow up with their stars the way we used to.
Kill themselves.
You don't think so?
Who are the child stars?
The last one I could think
like
of...
Like, Ryan, like the YouTube kids. They're all on
YouTube
now.
Kids are the child stars now.
I don't know what the fuck.
I think her name Nastia. Nastia, something like that.
What does she do?
They run around
her house
toys.
With her dad and play with toys. They literally just start getting... That's all the fuck they do. But my kids love them.
I know CJ So Cool was a big one for a while.
He was a grown-ass man.
Scar? Is he still a child? I mean...
He was a grown-ass man at all this time. He's always been a grown-ass man with a bunch of kids that loved him.
The kids loved him, though.
Yeah, he was like Michael Jackson. He's from Indiana, too.
I ain't seen him since the robbery situation.
Since he got shot?
Yeah.
And recorded himself. Let's not forget that tidbit.
That's crazy. I didn't know that.
What happened?
I know he had.
He recorded himself from the hospital bed.
In the hospital, yeah.
Yeah, man, niggas running this shit. Yeah.
After
I kind of feel like he had somebody come in here and shoot him. Like,
but I think the child stars
like,
now
shoot
are.
Me mom.
No. I'm not mad at that. I'm not mad at that because, I mean, now we are in the age of like streaming and the YouTube, and I don't think. I mean, when you talk about. The YouTube stars. I don't know if you would even bring his name up as one of the super big ones at this time.
Probably not now, but initially?
Before, yeah.
But I'm talking about, he was big. I don't know if the YouTube shit was as big as it is today. The YouTube stars of today.
I feel like he was one of the first, like, big.
It's kid YouTube stars, though. Like, it's kid YouTube stars that they follow and...
They have
with.
Merch in the stores and everything.
Shit, a lot. Even
I know the kid.
What
Ryan
they grew
did.
Up with? Fucking the dude that fuck with Chloe now. Do we fuck with Chloe?
DDG.
Fuck with one of them.
DDG was a YouTube
DDG.
Star.
Yeah. He was a kid too. He was like 13, 14 when he started.
Damn, I had seen the video. You see the video that they which you don't be on Twitter though. The video of Kodak Black. auditioning for Disney and shit. That shit's weird as fuck.
Oh, wow. No, that's
crazy. When he was a kid, yeah. When he was a kid, he was auditioning for Disney and shit.
That's wild.
Weird as a motherfucker.
That's crazy.
But I think the last, like, TV star, he passed away. Who was the boy on Disney? What show was he on?
The Jeff Jackson guy?
No.
Orlando Brown?
I don't know if he was, like, they said he was.
Orlando Brown,
they said he was.
Dead.
He ain't?
No.
That's crazy.
They said he was black, but he looked like he had like a white boy with freckles and had a
that played on what show was that?
He played on the Disney. It was like all the villains and shit.
He wasn't Descendants.
Descendants. He played on Descendants.
He was on Descendants.
It was another one with the nanny. Girl, on right? There.
It was a girl. He was it was a show with a girl.
Yeah. But you got Zoe, yeah. Damn, they grew up with Zoe.
But I think he was like big. He was probably
He wasn't that big.
He wasn't bigger than
he was becoming
the black girl that was on there. What was the black girl's name?
Sky Jackson.
Yeah, he wasn't. Yeah, they was all together.
She's like what's the word that you used last week? She's more
that whole like Descendants they grew up with them.
She's like a villain on social media though. I don't know. Is she really fuck with Sky Jackson? On
they used to fuck with her. Is it
I don't know. Like last couple years, I don't know why she. I don't know. Mm. I didn't know where she came from. A little motherfucker.
From the Disney Channel?
It's not Sweet Life with Zach and Cody. What's the other one? Fuck.
Is it Sweet Life?
It's not Sweet Life.
Hey, Jesse.
Came on, like, right after
hey, Jesse.
Yeah.
It was Jesse.
Yeah, when he died, he had a seizure.
But that's
shit.
Still like around our age. Jesse and him got to be.
That was not 30s. Our age?
Jesse ain't in her 30s?
Jesse is.
But
Jesse
that wasn't that show. That we were grown when that show came.
What? Whose one was
fucking? We were still.
He just passed away. Not too long ago.
No, the Descendants dude, he's probably in his 20s. He probably would have been in his 20s. Yeah, because I think like my nieces and shit know of him.
Which one was fucking Andre Drummond?
Fucking Andre Drummond? Like sexually?
Yes.
I don't know.
That's crazy.
It's a kid that was fucking.
Yeah, yeah. I don't
you gotta you gotta break that is down it, for
the,
it.
Not Ariana Grande, the other one. That was on like iCarly or something like that.
Ariana Grande got a.
Jenny something.
Got a hit list.
Jenny something.
I don't know. Jenny McCartney.
There you go.
What's her name?
Jeanette McCurdy. There you go.
Jenny McCurdy.
Oh, God.
No one of the white girls fucking Andre Drummond.
Yeah. I feel like all of the like the kid stars, they had too much money too fast. Like too much access to
of course they did.
A ton of money. Like when you look at Raven Simone, she's a weirdo. Orlando Brown
she's not
is
a weirdo.
Super
she's just gay.
She's weird.
She's weird.
She's weird.
Double homicide.
I just seen a movie she was in.
That's crazy.
Back in the, it's like probably like 2015.
So she
like
could they could never make the Cheetah Girls again. Huh?
It's her Romeo. It's a crazy. Line. Matter of fact, let me be quiet. It's crazy.
No, please finish the cast.
How would that go? That have to be the cheetah,
the cougar girls,
cheetah ladies.
No, she's not a lady at all.
The cis jaguars.
That's crazy. You know, that's crazy how all these conversations are starting like to pop up on the internet now. It's so weird. Like these are like old ass conversations. Yeah. I don't. That's crazy.
It's crazy that we're having these conversations now.
It's Megan Good, Raven Simone, fucking Romeo, Ty Hodges, the one lit. You don't know who that is? Oh, okay. He's like the little gay single dude. But yeah. Megan Good is in there, though. It's a cool little list.
Shout out. You said that like she has a ton of star power.
Megan Good is a ton of star power?
Yeah, my cousin Skeeter.
As far as
acting?
Oh, my
God.
I feel like people fucked with her because she was beautiful, but she's never been a good actress. She was terrible.
Waist deep?
Waist deep? They're going to kill
she's
me.
Terrible. Terrible.
Oh my God.
She be looking like she's struggling to cry. Like
that's crazy.
She can't get it together.
Damn, she old as I didn't know she was 41.
Y'all,
she been acting for a long time.
Y'all see the alien shit? The congressman under oath.
Oh, I did see that.
Under oath say the U.S. is in possession of.
It was a Air Force intelligence officer.
Say they are in possession of under oath. That the U.S. is in possession of UFOs and
not necessarily UFOs, but
non-human bodies.
Biology, I forgot the word. It's biologics. Biologics or something like that. I can't think of the word, but it's something like that. But bio means.
Damn, she do how to fuck up catalog.
So, I don't know if that was.
I wasn't going to lie to you.
But she was cool on Friday.
Yeah. Don't nobody remember on Friday.
I thought that
yeah,
was.
Yeah, you do. I do. She's the ice
I thought
trip.
That was in some interesting.
You just found that out way later. Didn't nobody remember her. Nobody was seen Friday and was like, then seen Cousin Skeeter and was like, oh shit, that's the girl that was at the ice cream truck. That has never happened. Somebody started telling you she bro, come on.
I liked her. So, I liked her and my Cousin Skeeter, though.
So you seen my Cousin Skeeter and you was like, oh shit, she's in Friday.
Yeah, that's the girl from my Cousin Skeeter. I only watched my Cousin Skeeter for Making Good.
Making Good was in Friday?
Yeah, she was the girl at the ice cream truck.
She was mad.
Thank you. Thank you.
He took her money and she didn't get her
thank
ice cream.
Thank you. Nobody fucking knew.
I'm a Making Good.
It was a few people that knew, I guess.
Yeah. Nobody knew. Mike didn't know that shit either.
I forgot she was in there.
I thought that was a great. He figured it out later. I thought that was a low key moment. That guy. Today has been a lot of news.
That kind of got swept under the rug.
Yeah, because homie had a stroke on TV.
That's the dude that's the same dude that froze.
Yeah,
he was not the same guy, but that happened. It all happened today. Mitch McConnell.
But it's been people freezing on TV.
No, that motherfucker.
You remember 2 Chainz?
Bro, he was like, and
2 Chainz did the same shit,
and he couldn't move. He was like. He couldn't, bro. Was froze.
See, I don't like to see stuff like that.
This was on TV, bro.
Hopefully
was froze.
Like a stroke or nothing like that. That
yeah, that's what everybody's like saying that it had to be. It was like some kind of stroke.
Well, it's kind of similar to what Wendy Williams. Remember when she got the little attack on?
Yeah, but she like fell. His was like he was kind of like
he sat still and then they walked him off.
Like he just his voice, his words left, and he was just stuck. It was like he was froze.
That sounds like a stroke. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
The Porn Avengers is beefing, man. Fuck, man.
Who's the Porn Avengers?
What's her Professor Gaia.
Okay.
Ms. B. Nasty.
Raquel?
Raquel's in there. And
what's
one more?
Her.
Mystique.
Did he call him the Porn Avengers?
Ebony Mystique?
Yeah.
How do y'all know all these porn?
Oh, no. That's a different Mystique. I know you're talking about.
It's,
okay.
It's like 4 of them. They always did content together. Like they had a whole. They had a whole content house and everything. Yeah, man, it sucks.
What happened? Man. Who did it?
What happened?
I just like, damn, man.
You can't bring it up and don't tell us what happened.
Because I think most of them got ties to the city. They be out here.
They live out here.
Gaia do for sure.
And Ms. B. Nasty does too. I think they all live out here.
I think Raquel live in Miami.
Well, she's actually from here.
Yeah.
Who, Raquel?
Yeah.
Not
there. Sucks, man. Yeah, but the Sinead O'Connor passed away, man.
Yeah, that was sad. Yeah.
So it's a lot of shit that's happening. Really? That's kind of like the alien shit kind of got swept under the rug. But I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, Jamie Foxx showed his face again. They called him a clone.
I mean, shit. He's in a hospital bed and all that shit. Of course, he's gonna
get
skinny
later. I don't understand that. Like, do y'all expect him
I
to come out
still
looking
feel like
the same
he had a stroke,
exact?
Though.
He been outside like he a little stroke. Bit. For him to be that light, he been outside a little
I
bit.
I do feel like he had a stroke.
Man, they told him outside
he had a
one
slight
time.
Stroke.
He was outside like twice.
But he
been outside a few different times.
He ain't stepping outside.
I don't know. The words weren't flowing like. They were flowing, but they weren't like.
Yes.
Jamie Foxx, a regular person, flowing. I did feel like he had some, might have been a slight.
Yeah.
Like a small,
yeah,
small stroke.
This is my problem though. When Gucci Mane reinvented himself, niggas was dead serious about the clone shit.
I still think he a clone.
He went to prison, nigga.
I agree with that.
Now all of a sudden calling Jamie Foxx a clone is like taboo. Like let's not do that. Like all you niggas is
prison or not. That nigga not only did he come home in shape, it was like I don't know. Like when you. That like if
do you know how big he was prior to prison?
Exactly. If I even end up turning to a fucking action figure, I'm gonna think, bro, when it got a BBL. Because how did this happen?
Bro, I'm supposed
to go to the gym.
I'll be getting a kick out of it, but I'll post an old picture of myself and niggas be like, damn. You know what I'm saying? I'll be seeing like old school pictures of Ivan. I'm like, damn.
No, fat. Ivan is a clone. If you look at his old pictures. Because that nigga don't even look like he used to look.
It's coming back.
He was fucking. I tell everybody, when we was in school, this man was light skinned. This man was light skinned in school.
I was.
And then, and he was skinny, you know, slim nigga that, yeah. You know. He was on the court. He was well on.
I mean,
the,
I played. What you mean? I got to let it.
You know, on the sideline, but on
he was on the sideline. His feet was there. On the court. You know what I'm saying?
No buckets were made.
He wasn't too far away.
I was right there. I was ready though. I was ready to do
all
my part.
Accessories. You know what I'm saying? He was.
He did have all the accessories.
Hey,
for a nigga that never got on the court to have all the accessories, as well.
Ivan, I'm hearing the Secret Invasion ain't doing too good.
I heard it was a good show, though.
It's good to me.
The ratings aren't like bad.
Are they?
Yeah. I don't think Disney Plus is getting good ratings.
I'm thinking about deleting it. I am. If it didn't come in a bundle, I'd have probably been let it go.
I don't think it's getting good. I don't think Disney
Plus. I can't think of a show that's getting like great reviews right now, though. Can you name one?
I haven't even been watching any shows, to be completely honest with you. A show has to be like great for me to
but
or it depends on who's in it. I'm more when it comes to shows, who's in it.
But like of all the shows that are on television or that are streaming, like what show are you hearing right now that's getting good reviews? No.
They clone Tyrone is doing good numbers.
That's a movie though, ain't it?
It's a movie.
And didn't you say it was bad? Or you said you called it Pootie Tang, didn't you?
No, I said it's a better version of Undercover Brother.
Undercover Brother was a classic, nigga.
Classic
movie.
A terrible classic, but yeah.
Terrible.
But it's and I say that because of the movie.
Eddie Griffin is
a lot of the bases are similar to that movie.
Can we have a rehash of a conversation?
Let's go.
Candyman wasn't that bad.
It was terrible.
The remake. The remake wasn't.
The first.
He hated it.
The first. Okay, hold on.
He trashed it.
The first three quarters of the movie, A1.
Solid.
I think some of the ideas they took from the original Candyman, they even did better than. I think the part where it went to what the fuck is going on.
Is the end.
Is when she got kidnapped.
Agreed.
That's when it was like, bro, what the fuck is happening? And then she called his name and the police car just took it to, oh, this is some shit. This is some bullshit. And I feel like it erases it was a solid movie to like the last 20 minutes.
You trashed it.
Cause that last 20 minutes is really bad. It's really 20. She called Katie Van, so she cause he,
give me out of these cuffs. Give me out of these cuffs, nigga. Whatever it takes. Yeah,
hey, no, man. It was bad.
He's in a lot of movies, though. And then another thing I want to bring. We spoke on actors, like, not being, like, supreme actors. Like, you want to see this movie for them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But then you got the dude that's in Ant-Man and Wasp. I don't ever remember his name.
Anthony Mackie?
No, Jonathan Majors.
Paul Rudd. Jonathan Majors. He's starting to play in a lot of movies. He's starting to be like the it guy to go to.
He was. I don't know what's going to happen now that.
That little situation happened, but they kind of cleared everything. So he's.
I think he'll come back to a certain extent. But
I don't know if it'll ever be the. I don't think he'll ever be.
Who he was?
Prior to the situation.
Because his image is.
It's tainted now. I mean, with the strike and all that shit going on, it's going to be difficult for a lot of people anyway.
Bro. I don't see the strike. Unfortunately, man, I don't see that strike ending anytime soon. I don't see it. It's, you know, especially you got the executives. Like, we'll just wait today. You know what I'm saying? You'll wait till they go broke and shit.
You seen the girl, I think, from old Nickelodeon, was crying, talking about somehow she can't put her kid in school.
Was she on like Gullah Gullah Island or something? No, not her.
She was on something.
It was something crazy. She was on something All That.
She was on All That.
All That. Yeah.
Oh, really?
I knew it was Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
But it felt like everybody, a lot of people was talking about it on Twitter. Oh, girl from Euphoria was like trying to tell people already, you know what I mean? And they felt like she was coming from a place of privilege. She was like, I'm in no place or position to, I can't take off for 6 months.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I got to keep working. I think, who was the actor who showed, like, he showed, like, 3 months of residual checks and none of them was over a dollar?
But yeah. I think that the industry took advantage of a lot of actors and actresses because everybody wanted the fame. Like, the fame was more valuable than the actual amount of money that they were receiving. So they were signing contracts like, fuck it. Yeah, I want to be in this major movie or this major show, this TV show that's airing, because I want to be famous, not really so much be rich or paid.
And then I don't know if it was an asshole move or not, but I watched this movie called Babylon on Prime. Great movie, by the way. I'm not done with it yet. Okay. But basically, Babylon is about how the actors in the 1920s, struggled to go from silent films to films where they're talking.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So, like, the major actors in the silent films.
It's Charlie Chaplin and all that.
You know what I mean? So, Margaret Robbie in it, Brad Pitt in it. You know what I mean? It's a pretty damn movie. It's a pretty damn good movie, but it shows, like, you know, everything ain't cracked out. You know what I mean? I seen I seen a video on
with the Peacock or Paramount.
What's the name? Made a video. The old boy from Insecure, and he was like, you know what I mean? I'm not. I wouldn't say I'm a struggling actor. I'm doing. You know what I mean? I'm a pretty alright actor, and I'm still struggling to pay my bills. Light skinned homie,
Nathan.
Yeah,
I'm just not. I'm almost done with Insecure. That's crazy. On season 5 now.
What you think?
It's pretty good.
How many seasons was it? Like black 5. Sitcom type of series.
We didn't finish 5. 5 was 4 was bad. 5 was.
I couldn't bear to see the baby come in that last season.
I don't know. The last two seasons like, why wasn't. Would you do that? And maybe it was because all, you know what I'm saying, all the drama and just the, you know what I mean, the fun, the chemistry wasn't there anymore. I feel like, you know what I mean, with
her and Molly.
No, I'm talking about like real. It was like real drama and shit. Like, what the fuck is her name? Amanda.
Oh, Amanda Seals.
When she tried to go to the party and shit, and they wouldn't let her in, and a whole bunch of shit. She was barely in. Which one? She was barely in once. It was, I think it was maybe season 6. She was like barely in.
I think that's a her thing though, because her personality on social media.
Issa takes me as somebody. Her personality
on social media is kind of like, I could see why somebody would be ready to cut your ass out.
Amanda Seals.
She be doing a lot.
She's
a lot.
Issa seems like she's one of them really messy ones.
I think Issa probably seems controlling, but you think she's messy?
She seems like she's one of the real messy ones.
Well, you always be right about it, so I'm going to just say, you know. Every person he done told me is messy has been messy. And I'll be like, no, they're not.
But it just feels like the chemistry after the third season just wasn't there anymore, you know what I mean? But she's in a new Barbie movie.
I heard. Y'all been?
What's going on
with
that?
Barbie did good.
What is Barbie about?
It's a good-ass movie.
What is it about, though?
It's about Barbie going to the real world to go meet the person who's playing with her. To go fix her existential crisis that she's having.
Oh.
That's deep.
It's all about your identity.
So what
everybody
you are as a
is
person.
Like going and getting dressed in Barbie clothes.
So, Mike, why is there so much backlash from it? They say it's a man-hating movie.
Well, if you think about it, you know, men and Barbie don't have dicks, for one thing. That's probably...
Barbies
do not have dicks. That's correct.
Yeah, like they don't have organs, bro. They're just fucking toys.
Yeah, Barbies do got boobs though.
Yes,
No nipples.
This is correct.
I think it's just, you know, homophobia.
Gotcha.
I don't want to see no Barbie movie.
It's just funny.
How you don't want to see Barbie?
You don't want to see the kids?
So Mike, is Issa the token black in Barbie?
For like a little bit.
Ninja Turtles gonna come out though.
Ninja Turtles is coming out.
I would like to see Ninja Turtles.
It's the animation, though.
Yeah. Oh. That's why I'm going to see it.
Ice Cube is one of the villains, I believe.
I don't know. I
but I like know. I like Seth Rogen, so Seth Rogen is directing it. So it may be pretty.
I don't know how much I'm getting into this Black
April
thing.
So it's going to be Craig as the Ninja Turtle?
April Black?
Yeah. She was Black in another one of the...
I'm not. See, I don't be for all the integration all the time.
After the Wiz, I'm cool.
Yeah, I don't be for integration all the time. Like, leave that. That's white woman. Leave her alone.
Yeah, I'm not mad at her being a white woman.
Yeah. Only movie I think I'm excited to see is Talk to Me. I don't know if y'all seen the preview for that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Talk to Me.
Yeah.
Why? You're not even a scary movie, dude. What is going on?
I know.
I heard Insidious is getting trash reviews. I heard Insidious was so trash, and I was like, damn, that's one. That was
the last couple scary movies been getting trash reviews outside of, what's the one?
Because they keep, whatever. Why the fuck are they so, why are they so scared to make rated R horror movies? What happened?
I don't know, but all the scary movies now is either like a remake or an extension of
something. Yeah.
And I think that's where a lot of people is not like really fucking with it.
Jordan Peele, the only one.
Leave Jordan Peele away from anything.
Maybe we do need AI because people don't want to be creative no more. Jesus. I'm just saying.
That's true.
I think
getting remakes over and over again.
Beanie Siegel said he's going to go AI.
Yeah, Beanie, that's a great idea.
That's a great idea for Beanie
Siegel. Beanie Siegel is using AI to make his new album because, you know, he got shot. His voice is gone.
And that's been his problem for a long time.
I'm looking at that.
He's using AI to bring his old voice back in.
Donnell Jones, are you paying attention? Donnell, come on, man. Hey,
he already using all that auto tune.
He know how to write it, though. He know how to write them, so.
Yeah, he do.
He know how to write them. That Jacquees song, wait, you can't even miss it.
He
can write it.
He can write it for sure.
No, I mean, he was on the intro. He was on the intro talking. So I knew what time Jacquees was album?
Mm-hmm. I'll probably skip right. He can write it.
What happened to the group he was in? It was
who group?
It was Donnell.
My boy Sammy
Dave
got
Hollister
one coming back.
And
my boy
Sammy.
I do remember they had a group.
Donnell and Dave Hollister was in the group.
Was it Donnell,
LSG,
Dave Hollister, and a bunch?
And TGT. That's it. We're not acknowledging no.
Was it Carl Thomas? It was somebody.
It might have been Carl Thomas.
2 minutes.
It might have been Carl Thomas.
That's Dave.
Oh, shit. All right, man, shit, take us out, man.
This has been another episode. I'm Ivan. In case you guys didn't know, I'm Ivan.
One day, Bunny 7.
Spitz.
What's that? What's that band on your arm, man? Who got you that?
Oh man, my friend got it.
What's that? What that say?
It say Young Al Bundy on it.
Oh. Hey, who was the old girl that was singing Donnell like hella aggressive and shit?
Hella aggressive.
Nigga, this is not drill.
Hella aggressive.
Nigga, she put a drill beat to Where I Want to Be, nigga. I was like, God damn. Shit.
That was stupid.
Hey, you can follow the podcast pages on Twitter at Views from the 7, on Instagram at Views from the 7.
Instagram at Views from the _7.
Oh, TikTok Instagram and TikTok, Views from the _7, and on Facebook at Views from the 7. We will see y'all Monday
night.
Just call me Spence on Twitter.
Shayna _Candy everywhere.
Skinny Junior 777.
Young Al Bundy, YUNG _Al_Bundy.
Deuce!
Check his wrist.